On this day 2 years ago, Chechen militants stormed a school in Beslan in southern Russia. They took more than 1,100 children, teachers, and parents hostage. The militants demanded that Russia withdraw its troops from Chechnya. The three-day ordeal ended after Russian security forces stormed the school. 330 people were killed, many of them children. Today in Beslan, a statue was unveiled at a cemetery where victims are buried. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer is there and joins us now. Hello.
Hi, Renee.
Tell us about the unveiling and the other ways people in Beslan are marking this anniversary.
Well, this morning, thousands of mourners, many of them crying, filed through the charred remains of the school gym, where the hostages were held for 3 days without food or water in stifling temperatures. At 9:15, bells rang over loudspeakers to mark the moment of the attack. Later, at a new cemetery, as you mentioned, where most of the victims are buried, the authorities unveiled a monument to those who died in the rescue operation. President Vladimir Putin's representative to the Caucasus region said the government did everything possible to save the hostages' lives.
And, Greg, for the people of Beslan, it must be a terribly sad day.
The mood was very emotional. Most of those attending the ceremony still can't comprehend how the siege could have possibly happened, let alone cope with the results. But some former hostages told me earlier that they wouldn't be taking part. They said their feelings are still too raw and that they want to see the school demolished as a step to moving forward.
Now, Beslan has been going through a lot this last year. At the end of this time today, has it changed much?
Well, there's been a lot of reconstruction in Beslan. Two new schools have been built, along with a rehabilitation center and the lavish marble cemetery where people gathered today. The Red Cross has also sent children abroad for recuperation and provided vital counseling to them. But these people's lives have been shattered. The community here is split. Many people say that those who lost several family members are angry with those who lost only one. And the main victims' advocacy group here split last year when some of the members refused to meet President Putin, whom they hold responsible for many of the deaths.
You know, last year, after the Russian security forces stormed the school, there was anger at the militants, but there was a certain amount of fury at the Russian security forces. At this distance, at this point in time, who is being blamed for this tragedy?
Well, I mean, it's roughly the same. Former hostages tell me that the rebels were worse than animals for seizing children and denying them water. But as you say, most of the anger is directed at the authorities. Some say the brutal Chechen war made such terrorist acts inevitable. Most here blame the police for letting the armed rebels take the school, and the Kremlin for refusing to negotiate with them after the siege had begun. Former hostages say that that made the rebels crazy. They didn't believe that after having seized so many children, that the government wouldn't negotiate with them. But I think most of the anger here is directed at the firefight that ended the siege. There were four headquarters of uncoordinated military, police, special forces, and other units that lobbed tank shells, grenades, and flamethrowers inside the school, and that resulted in many of the deaths there. This week, a member of a parliamentary commission investigating the rescue operation said two grenades fired from
Greg,
outside
Greg,
the school
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to break into you,
and
I'm sorry, we're out of time. NPR's Gregory Pfeiffer in Beslan, Russia. You're listening to Morning Edition from NPR News.